Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We will have a pair of Preds tickets to give away just a few minutes against the Ducks Thursday, January 16th at Bridgestone Arena. Derek Mason, Braden Gall joining us here now on the program, of course, is Hal Gill, brought to you by Puckett's. How are you, Hal? How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Fantastic this morning.
So we got a chance to talk to new coach John Hines earlier today. And listen, it doesn't make you a good coach or a bad coach or a better coach or a worse coach, but he already strikes me as someone who is far more open and candid about what he wants to do from a strategy standpoint. And obviously, as a media person or a fan of the team, I think that's fun. Again, it doesn't mean he's going to be better or worse. Do you care or notice as a player when a coach maybe is more open with the media?
Yeah, you know, I think as a player, you know, Laviolette was kept his cards pretty tight. He wouldn't say too much to the media. So if he said something, then you knew it meant it. You knew he meant it. And you know, when you're, you know, we'll see how Hines is, but yeah, he seems a lot more open, and I think players will realize that. We'll see that he's going to talk to the media and he's going to explain things. And you know, sometimes it's good to get it out there. You know, you get out what, you know, get the expectations for what you're supposed to do out in the public, and people realize what the coach expects from you, and it keeps you a little bit more honest. Other times it can be too much, and then you're like, can we just keep this in the house? You know, and it can be a little bit scary when the coach will spout off to the media. So it depends on how it's done. But from everything I've heard, John Hines is very calculated and very calm. He's not going to just go spout off to the media about something. He's going to use the media the right way and be open about it.
Now, Hal, we heard what Poyo said at the press conference in regards to making a coaching change. It's not like he can, you know, do anything. You can't fire players. I mean, now you've made the change. Now it's upon the players to get the job done. If this thing continues to go the way that it has been going, and I'm not separating coach from it because I don't think this is a coaching problem right now. I think it's a player problem. Do you think they make a significant move before the trade deadline?
Well, we'll find out. Yeah, it's funny you say that because it's always the player's problem because they're the ones that have to do it. But you know, sometimes a change is all you need, a change in a message, and things just pick up and go. I really think that the Preds were just a few plays from getting their swagger back, and they had that road trip where they, you know, go to New York and get a couple wins and play really well and go into Ottawa and, you know, had an okay game and then a really good game in Boston, and I thought everything was going to turn around, and I think that can still happen, or could have still happened, but I think a different message from a different coach is going to change things around, and I think they're going to get going. So it's a player problem because they have to go out there and do it, but I do think that once you look at this team in a different light, it's a pretty good team, and I don't think you're going to want to change it.
Hal Gill joining us here, brought to you by Puckett's, and I tend to agree. I think expectations for fans should still be for this team to make the playoffs, and I think they're too talented. And you know, you look at the underlying metrics, and at 5-on-5, they're one of the top five or six teams in the NHL. They just got to fix the specialty teams, and certainly that's where John Hines was pretty good on the penalty kill in New Jersey. So there's things you point to, and you say, hey, there's a reason that this team should make the playoffs still, even where they are in the standings. My question to you is, why is it that hockey, of all sports, obviously there's a lot of games and it's, you know, it's a complicated sport, but In no other sport do you have teams firing coaches midseason and winning championships like you do in hockey. You've had four of the last 10 champions that did that. And you played for the Penguins. How does that, like, why does that happen in hockey and maybe not in other sports?
Just because there's so many momentum swings in a game and in a season. You can go on a heater and just feel good about your game. And it's not like football or baseball where everything is set and everyone get ready and go. There's a lot of flow in hockey. And I feel like even in basketball, it's a set play. It's always a set play. And with hockey, there's tendencies that start to come together and, line combinations, different things that you do, adjustments to your forecheck, and then it just clicks, and then it starts to roll. And I will say, I was in Pittsburgh. We were, I think it was 25, and I was on that team with Rob Scuderi, funny enough, but we were laughing about it because we were in 11th place with, I think we had like 25 games left, and we went on a heater and won the cup. And we actually got home ice, which is crazy. We finished fourth. And you look at what St. Louis did last year, it's the way the game is. It's so fluid, and once you catch that wave, it's hard for teams to stop. That's the thing is when you're a step ahead and you feel like every time you get a pass, you have an edge on a guy, it starts to snowball and it feels better and better, and you just keep rolling with it.
Now, Hal, I don't know how surprised you were when this move was made. I think there were some people that were surprised and some that frankly felt that this should have happened earlier. Do you believe, because I do believe this is something Poyle thought about at the end of last season, the way that playoffs ended, and just was trying to give Lobby an opportunity to kind of get things back on track and see if the message, whatever message he was preaching, see if that message changed and the guys bought into it.
Yeah, I think as a GM, if you're not at the end of every season, you go, all right, what we didn't get the cup, what changes are we going to make? Even if you do get the cup, what changes are we going to make going forward? And, I think Poyle looked at it and said, I believe in Laviolette. And I really, to be honest with you, I think he did the whole way, and he wanted it to happen, and he believed in Laviolette. And then there was just too many inconsistencies where, and I honestly believe it was like, okay, I have to make this move. I think, and I said it before, I think Laviolette could have stayed here as coach and they could have caught fire but as a GM, you can't wait for it, and I think he wanted to, he couldn't wait any longer. And so, it stinks. It's part of the business because, it stinks because I think with Laviolette and with McCarthy, they could have done it. They could have turned it around, and it's maybe one game away, and that's the crazy part. But, you make a change, and you kind of force the issue and say, okay, we need to change it right now. We need to make it go right now. So it's a tough decision, but I really think Poyle has been looking at it and reassessing and then reassessing again and just finally made the decision.
How many games does it take before you sort of start to see, like, oh, that's a John Hines thing, and that's been changed, that's been tweaked? I think the timing, as we've talked about a lot, is you've got this six-game window and then the All-Star break, and that gives you some time to maybe evaluate and then adjust, and then you come back. When should fans be able to notice, like, oh, that's a new strategy or a new thing that is different now because a new guy is in charge?
I think you probably notice it tonight. I think there's certain little simple things that are going to change right away. It might be a forecheck. It might be D-zone coverage. It might be a set breakout, a power play, what they do, a penalty kill, how they do it. But it's kind of hard to throw everything in, and it sounds like he's just going to throw a little bit here, a little bit there. You go into a meeting before the game, and you you have your penalty kill meeting, your power play meeting, your five-on-five, your systems, your goalie meeting, and you go through all these things. And it'll be a little bit different on this one and then a little bit different on that one. And it slowly builds up, and then you have a full system in place. So I think, you know, you might not notice it, that the average fan might not notice a big difference. But if you look and you focus on it, you'll see, you know, a guy's going to drop off a little bit more here. A guy's going to be more aggressive here. You know, it'll be interesting to see what those changes are. And I'm excited about tonight because it'll be a real focal point for me just to see what changes are made. But it might be just line combinations as well. You know, we don't know what he's going to put out there for line combinations. And Laviolette changed his all the time. So that's not a big deal for them. So he can just go out there and change lines as he feels, and they know that it could change again. So it'll be fun to watch. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Hal Gill, thank you so much, man. We do appreciate it. We'll be listening. Pregame 6:30, puck drop at 7:30, I believe, the national broadcast on TV. So obviously you want to listen to Pete and Hal right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Thanks, Hal.
Yeah, where are you guys? Have a good one.
There you go. Hal Gill, brought to you by Puckett's, of course. And a trivia question to win a pair of tickets to see the Preds take on the Ducks at Bridgestone Arena on Thursday, January 16th. Here's the trivia question. And Marquise, we got Munson. You need to know the text line, right? We're giving these away on the text line. So the first answer, Munson is monitoring it back there. So the first answer to this question will get a pair of tickets to the Ducks game. And this question is tied into Hal Gill. Here's what I want first person to give me this answer. Hal Gill's face-off record as a professional. He played like 56 years in the NHL. It's like a long time. What was his face-off record? So like, you know, if like Nick Bonino plays tonight and he's a center, he's going to go like, I don't know, like 9-for-16, right? Will be his record tonight as a face-off man. What was Hal Gill's record in the face-off circle for his entire career? I want to know. First one to answer, 615-737-1025. On the text line, we'll get two tickets to the Ducks game against the Preds on January 16th. Big finish when we come back.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.